Dorner swing from calm to murderer, potentially. Let's get some insight on him from Ariana Williams. She dated Christopher Dorner 5 years ago. It's nice to have you with us. You dated back in 2006, I guess, a little more than 5 years ago. Tell me a little bit about what you first thought when you heard that he was the suspect in this manhunt.
Well, I think anytime you hear something of this nature and this extreme, it's a shock. And I mean, I was just as much in shock probably as the next person, and it's just like it threw me for a loop.
But did you think, I'm shocked, but I expected it? Or was it, I'm shocked he could never have done something like this?
I'm shocked I sort of expected it. I can't honestly tell you that I would say, oh, this would never happen. I mean, when you see signs of someone's behavior in the manner that sort of like stress-induced type, you know, behavior also, I think, coupled with maybe how their personality already is, I think it makes it easier to understand why something like this could possibly happen.
What kind of signs were you seeing that would lead you later to not think it was such a stunning development?
Well, I think just a lot of on-the-job stress, and I think maybe his beliefs and his values about how cops should behave, and just hearing a little bit at that time about how he was a little bit stressed out at work.
Did he talk to you specifically about it? Did he say there's this incident or this is happening at work, right? Or, you know, what did he tell you? What was stressing him out?
Just where he was assigned to, the Harbor Division, and the LAPD is a very tough beat to be assigned to. There's a lot of crime there, a lot of drugs and gang activity and whatnot.